is Masterclass 16 on NFJ, and it's the first in a series of loosely linked sessions about publishing platforms that will go live over the coming weeks. This one is about creating smartphone apps without having any knowledge of coding. And in future masterclasses, we'll also cover website building for non-coders, platforms for hyperlocal projects, data-driven journalism, and also look at what HTML and other coding you should learn if you'd like to progress as a creator of mobile and static platforms for your journalism. I've chosen subjects partly because they're a logical progression of what we've covered so far in the book version of MMJ and its supporting website, and also to build on what we've done in some previous masterclasses, particularly Masterclass 11 on going mobile. I've also chosen them because the MMJ community has been asking for more on these topics and on such related things as creating RSS feeds and the use of Yahoo Pipes as a data combining device. RSS feed creation is something we dealt with briefly in Masterclass 11, but we look at it in a lot more depth here, because with the use of Yahoo Pipes, you can create tightly defined information streams built from numerous sources and use them to populate your mobile or static site. It's getting easier all the time for non-coders to create smartphone apps. While developers are charging anything from $2,000 to $3,000 up to $10,000 or even $15,000, it's now possible for you to create a professional-looking app which aggregates content either from your static site or from a range of sources chosen by you, and which includes text, stills, audio and video, and which is linked in the Apple iTunes and Android market stores. You can bring all your social presences together, your newsfeed if you have one, your blog, YouTube channel, Twitter feed, Audioboo, and the rest. I've chosen one from a handful of software companies that I think gets us as close as we currently can to creating a truly professional multimedia smartphone app on our own. It's called iSites, and while it's not yet perfect, and it will cost you $9 a month minimum to publish with it, it seems to me to show the way forward. I've had some glitches with it, but I've been impressed at how the guys there respond to problems raised and work to iron out bugs. It's perfectly possible using software such as that created by iSites for you as an individual, or for a team on a journalism course, or someone creating a hyperlocal or other project to amalgamate their multimedia content in one professional app. You'll also find information here on a number of other outfits that let you build your own app. So I hope you find this masterclass helpful. If there are any questions it doesn't answer, please get in touch. You can use any of the comment buttons on the MMJ site, or go to Twitter, Facebook, the blog, or any of the other platforms that you'll find linked to on the MMJ site.